This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan is here also, as always, every single week, bar one. He is here. And you join us.
And look what happened in that 1 week.
I know, unbelievable. You join us the day after the night before, where Torquay got back to winning ways against Solihull Moors. What the hell was going on at Solihull Moors, John?
It was all going on.
It was all going on for the last 10 minutes, and we came up against the world's tallest striker, apparently, and John, he came up short. They brought him on at half-time to try and be a battering ram, and all he did was put it over the bar.
Not even the world's tallest striker could stop Torquay United last night. Maybe if they'd also had Simon Bjørgensen, the world's tallest keeper.
Well, this is what I was going to say, John. They should have done their research at Solihull Moors. We aren't scared of tall players. We're not scared of the world's tallest sticker on his shirt, John. Do you get one? I think you get one.
I think you must do. He's only 6'9". Simon Bjørgensen, 6'11".
We just put it through his legs. Taller. We're not bothered. Not bothered. And they had Rooney, not the real one.
Yeah.
And their pitch was nice, which played into our hands. It was super windy, John. And Torquay cannot cope in the weather at the moment. Absolutely not.
Jamie Ward had half a great season with us. He didn't fancy it last night. He thought, I can't do it. I respect Torquay United too much. Dropped out of the game.
Does he play for them now, John?
He does,
Jamie
Ward?
Oh, I like him.
He was, in quotation marks, injured. Last night. Injured.
Injured, was he? And Danny Wright, of course.
Yeah.
Danny Wright used to play for them.
Yeah.
Asa Hall is from the Midlands, as Matty Hayward said.
So. Yeah, I reckon it's all stomping around there, Dave.
you went very...
It was a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah. You listened on the mixer, didn't you? I watched the £7... I watched the £7.50 stream. It was like getting it from Trago, John. The stream.
I didn't even listen to it on the mix there. I was that committed. I was watching Escape to the Chateau. I
love Escape to the Chateau, do you, John?
It is. I mean, I'd seen it before, but I just didn't want to pay the game any attention.
Series are you on, Escape to the Chateau?
I think I've seen them all, but that was a series one last night. He was installing the heating and taking the toxic lead paint off the doors by himself. Yeah. No heating. Sleeping in the chateau.
He can do everything. He can do absolutely. He's a very much a Jake Andrews of renovators.
He'd have, Dick Strawbridge would have gone at left back if we needed him on Saturday.
Dick Strawbridge could play any.
He'd have done the job.
Is he available Saturday? He can play in goal. He can do everything.
It did get me thinking. He is just incredibly, like, he's yes and, isn't he? He just, he gets a problem, he deals with it, he's hard as nails. He's basically everything Armani Little isn't.
Oh, John, don't go digging at Armani. Don't go digging at him. You know, Dick Strawbridge, I was trying to think of anything he can't do, and I'm not sure there's a lot other than see his feet. I worry about his weight. The only reason I bring his weight up is I worry about his tummy. He's got a big tummy there, John. He's not an old man, but he's older.
I think he's been enjoying a lot of very rich French cuisine.
Yes.
Stuck into the sauces and the wines and the cheese. Yeah, and
I think they're struggling for episodes at the moment on Escape to the Chateau, if I'm honest. Because it's like, oh, we've got to stay in. But they've got so much to do, John. But he can do it all. Because if you or I bought that chateau, yes, we might be able to raise the 250 grand it cost to buy it in the first place. But we would be able to do none of the jobs,
John. That's the one I watched last night. He was stripping the lead paint off individually off 50 windows. I just thought, I couldn't be arsed for that. I'd buy the chateau and then get there and go, oh, I can't be bothered.
Oh,
I'm just going to sell it. This was not what I want. This is not what I wanted.
This isn't fun. This is in no way fun. Now, John, I've got a little confession to make. I have moonlighted this week on someone else's podcast.
Yeah.
And it was a Talkie United podcast, John, which isn't
us. That's so fine, isn't it?
So it's no competition.
No.
Because it's not same as us. I've been on Guy Henderson's Talkie United podcast this week, the Herald Express. I've made it. I feel like I've made it.
Mm. Always exciting to get in the Herald.
Had a good chat with them about Karcher washers. I don't know if that'll make the edit, if there is an edit. He's a keen listener to the Natobs pod.
Oh,
as well,
good.
So that's
good
nice,
old Guy.
And I had a good chat with Guy. I don't think I let him say more than four words, which is my bad.
Guy,
my bad.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to
my world.
Come on, John. I've got much better at listening. Much better.
Joking.
And I have to, this is what I'm saying to you now, is that I've done one of the jokes on here that I did on there this morning. If you're a completist, maybe write in to tell us which joke I did twice.
Yeah, that's a lovely idea.
Nice. It's very nice. We had a nice chat, so I'll be on that this week at some point, John.
I reckon I know which joke it was.
Which one?
Well, do you want? It's got to be the world's tallest striker, isn't it?
No, it wasn't. John,
oh,
actually.
Okay.
That's fresh material.
Wasn't it Escape to the Chateau stuff?
No.
What are you doing?
No.
Talking about that for?
No, John. Never mind. Never know.
Okay, right.
Never know. And I'm on another podcast Sunday night. There's loads of podcasts. I didn't realise there were so many.
Too many.
Football podcast.
Yeah.
Some would say
possibly.
Two. As I've said before, you're in London. You're never more than 3 feet from a podcast. on Sunday night, this is exciting actually, and this is good for us.
Okay,
I'm on the Quickly Kevin Willie Score, which I did that at Christmas.
Mm.
I did an episode of theirs.
Excellent episode as well. I highly recommend it.
Embarrassing in the quiz, but this Sunday I'm taking on Max Rushton. I don't know if you've heard of him.
I'm aware of Max. Yeah,
yeah, he's a Cambridge United fan.
Yeah.
And I'm taking on him in 1997-98 Championship Manager. And I've had to pick a team, John, of 90s Torquay players.
Fantastic.
It's going to be good, isn't it?
Really glorious.
Shall I tell you my team, John?
Mm.
Got Big Nev in goal.
Why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Yeah.
Matt Elliott.
Yeah.
Darren Moore.
Oof.
Lovely, isn't it, so far? I've got Wayne Thomas.
Yeah.
Playing,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Three centre-backs.
Okay.
And four. I'm playing four centre-backs. And... Because you told me that Steve Bold played for us for eight times.
In the 80s.
Oh, it doesn't count then. Can't have him.
No. I think
No, it can have him because he was still playing in the 90s.
Okay, yeah,
so
fine.
So it'll probably be on.
Beginning of his career.
Okay, failing him, I'm going for Wayne Thomas.
Yeah.
Lovely, isn't it? Midfield, John. midfield. Here we go. Lee Sharp on the left. Mm-hmm. In midfield. Oh, I've got I've run out of midfielders. Hold on. Oh, no. I've got Steve McCall. The
yes.
Old Ipswich Town.
Yes.
He played for us for a while. He was excellent, I thought, to sit there in front of the defence, mm. spray out passes. I've gone for Paul Hall, John.
Yeah.
On the right wing.
Lovely.
Up front, Jason Roberts.
Yeah.
And Rodney Jack.
Beautiful.
Actually.
Is that enough players?
No, and I've got one more player. Charlie Oatway in the midfield.
Okay. Oh.
To do
bite your legs. Yeah.
Odd man tackling.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to have a few more on the bench. And we've got to take on 90s Cambridge United. And they were pretty good. And do you know who was assistant manager?
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson.
But when I saw Max yesterday, mm-hmm. I mentioned that you were doing mm-hmm. this. I said, oh, you must mm-hmm. be looking forward to that. He seemed very blasé about it. Not putting much thought into it.
Well, I will say, that's his shtick.
That is his modus operandi.
And then it comes to it, and he'll be stressed. Why wouldn't that? He'll be utterly furious. There we are. Some other podcast news.
Yeah.
I've not heard. How's your week? as my wife, one of my wife's things always, when she's banged on about herself a lot, she'll then go, anyway, Hazel, how are you? So anyway, Hazel, how are you?
Lovely. Well, look, I tell you what better thing can we do right now than to just crack on with the bloody thing?
Oh, what's coming up in the podcast, John?
Come on. Well, on this week's podcast, lots of news. Games on Saturday, games on Tuesday, lots and lots to go through. Last week saw the highly, highly anticipated debut of the Natobs players.
The Nops.
They were.
Or the No Players, which is very apt for Torquay United.
They were, by any sort of standard, by any sort of measure, phenomenal. But I think it's worth us having a chat with Andy Smart, who is a comedian and a member of the Comedy Store Players.
Yes.
Remember
Comedy Store, John? It's like talking about the windmill during the Blitz or something.
It's like Marathon. Remember marathons?
Who remembers going out?
Andy Smart is a member of the Comedy Store Players, the best known improv troupe. So he's going to give the NatOps players a few pointers on how they could just find that extra.
Very funny man, John. Let's find out. We need to do, if we're going to get into the impro game,
we need
to find out what are the rules.
Exactly. I think we're going to have a quick chat with Ivor Dewdney because goings on. Furious about the Mars probe.
Oh, yes. We should have got Chris Lintott on.
Why didn't we do that?
Why don't we just speak to Chris Lintott next week?
I think we should do that next week.
Yeah, let's do that next week. Yeah.
Because it's got a bit of Devon in it, the Mars probe, and Ivor's not happy.
No, right. Well, we'll speak to Chris Lintott about it properly. We'll find out what Ivor's moan about it is this week.
We've got some letters. We've got Talkie Corner.
Oh, we've done Talkie Corner.
Yeah, kind of.
We'll talk about it as we go, John.
Yeah.
It sounds like a podcast.
It does.
John, let's get a bit of news. Shall we get give us some news?
Why not? Let's go back to Saturday. Aldershot 3, Wrexham 0. What a result. Aldershot thrashing Wrexham.
Amazing. Wrexham, surely Keats is gone, isn't he? Surely.
I think he's had it. He probably knows.
After a 0-0 Tuesday night, which we'll tell you about in a minute.
We'll get on to that. But yeah, unbelievable from Aldershot. And they won again on Tuesday night. We'll come to that again in a minute. Back brilliant. To Stamer Saturday. Altrincham 2, Bournemouth 3. So Altrincham fallen off a bit of a cliff.
Everyone else. Yeah, they beat us and they thought they'd done it.
Yeah.
That's it. Done it. Beating the champions.
It was Barnet 0, Woking 2. I mean, when even Woking are beating you, you've got problems with Barnet. Barnet had Courtney Baker Richardson playing up front. I thought that was the firm of solicitors you'd formed with Courtney Pine and former Storky striker Marcus Richardson.
It is.
And Richardson.
I think we can probably get three Torquay players. Paul Baker, although I pointed out to you in the 1996 season, was top scorer with 4 goals.
Bleak.
4
really
goals.
Bleak.
Top scorer with 4. I could score 4 goals, John. Surely. If you played every game, surely you'd score 4. Maybe not. It's a hard game, isn't it?
It's a tough game. I don't know about Courtney. I can't think of any Courtney.
Yeah, what's his face?
Oh, no, yeah, Courtney Richards.
Courtney Richards, there you go, yeah.
Bromley 2, Maidenhead 2. Bromley were winning 2-1. Stoppage time equaliser for Maidenhead from Jerry Wiltshire. So you've got a team managed by Alan Devonshire and you've got Jerry Wiltshire playing for them. It's really nice.
Agent Devonshire, very good.
Devonshire.
I think Sutton have got Bromley next. I think that's one of their
Is that right? Next. Yeah, it probably sounds
which
right.
Is Battle of the Cheats, John.
The Cheaters Derby.
Cheats Derby.
Eastleigh 1, Stockport 0. Eastleigh absolutely on fire.
They've suddenly jumped up.
Shot up the table. Hartlepool 2, Yeovil 1. Yeovil were 1-0 up until the 72nd minute. And then threw in a 90th minute goal. So Hartlepool won that one. I'm not worried about them either. Notts County 0, Chesterfield 1. Fantastic.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Jess. Well done, the spy rights.
Obviously,
come on, you spy rights.
The groundwork laid by John Pemberton now being capitalised on by James Rowe.
They're all my players.
Bit of a shame.
He can point to that. None of these are my players. And we've signed someone from Chesterfield, John, haven't we?
We have. It's got
Bowden.
Bowden.
Bowden. One for the middle class mums. Surprised he didn't turn up in a Breton jumper and some red trousers.
What else was there? Sutton 4, Wealdstone 1. The Wealdstone swept aside. Wealdstone had Josh Meekings playing for them. Obviously, I've not seen him during the pandemic. I've had to get used to Meekings over Zoom.
Wow. Jeez. Okay.
Not great. I'd admit, not great. Weymouth 0, Solihull 0, and Torquay 2, Halifax 3. Don't need to talk about that. Not interested. Not bothered.
Well, we weren't very good.
The curse of BT Sport.
No, we weren't very good. We were lucky to get two, to be honest. But yeah. We were not good in that game at all. We had no rhythm. We had no energy. No pace. Passes going astray. All sorts.
As you said, Pete Wilde, the Halifax manager, had said it so easy. We sat up in the stands doing his what did he say? Doing his history essay.
History essay. He looked like, didn't he? Looked like a little geek there, sitting doing his history essay. And he got it in by half time so we could watch second half.
If you
can't watch this game until you've done your history essay. Oh, Mum!
If you didn't watch the game, the Halifax manager in the first half was sat up in the stands just furiously writing.
Just like hardly watching the games.
Yeah.
Like he had to hand it in Monday morning. I've done it. Can I watch the second half?
He couldn't do it on the coach because he gets travel sick. If he...
I'm a professional football manager, Mum!
Pete Wilde.
Kevin, like as Kevin the teenager.
On to Tuesday. A whole load more games on Tuesday night. Dagenham 1, Sutton 2. A last minute penalty for Sutton.
Did you see it, John?
I did. David Adjiboy got on his bike, didn't he? Like flying him down the wing.
But it wasn't a penalty.
No, I don't think so.
But he just turned him inside out and then he fell over.
It's sounding very much like early season Torquay for them at the moment. Just win after win after win, which means an implosion is surely around the corner. Surely.
They're not playing anyone. Difficult, John. The place has got some hard teams coming up, games coming up. They've got loads. They've got 8 games in March. Too many. They won't be able to do it.
They have to win twice.
They have to win 2 of their games in hand at the moment to even get above us. They've got 3 games in hand. So to even get above us, they have to win. So imagine all that effort and you're still only 2 points ahead of us. And then we've still got to play them. It's so on. It really reminds me of having Woking.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
And it keeps us honest. It's good.
I think so.
It's good for the team.
Maidenhead 2, Aldershot 4. Hat-trick for Josh Rees in that game. So Aldershot up to 9th. Only a couple of points outside the playoffs. So they're doing quite nicely at the moment. Wrexham 0, Hartlepool 0. Which is...
glamour football.
Lovely. Although, doesn't quite match up with Bournemouth 1, Bromley 1. I mean, that truly is... If a game happens and no one is paying any attention... Etc. Etc.
They could have just decided on that before.
Shake hands.
1-1. Okay, right. Yeah,
I'm sure that game must always be 1-1. It's such a 1-1.
Got to tell you as well. I did look at during the Torquay game. I did look at the Sutton scoreline 1-1, and that I did see that on my betting app they were offering 5-1 Sutton to win. And I thought, well, I think they're going to win. Because they're annoying at the moment. And of course they did, John. So I'm £30
quids
up.
In.
£30 up on the deal.
Chesterfield 1, Altrincham 0. So Chesterfield moving up the table as well, up to 13th. Kings Limb 5, Barnett 1. Oh, I mean, seriously,
how
Barnett
bad are they?
Should be thrown out for that.
And how did they beat Halifax? I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean, I guess we're taking it. There's going to be no relegation.
Must be that, yeah. They must just be going, do you know what? Forget it.
They've just had enough, given
Tim
up.
Tim Flowers will have said, if he's manager next year, he'll have gone, well, none of you are here next year.
Yeah.
So they'll go, well, we're not playing. Unbelievable. 5-1.
Stockport nil, Notts County nil, which is fantastic. That's, yeah, by the way, that's Champions Elect Stockport with one goal in the last six games now.
They're just going to walk the league, John.
Under Simon Rusk, the greatest thing to ever happen. Stockport, one goal, six
walking,
games.
Walking the league again. Wow.
Wooldstone nil, Eastleigh nil. So a bit of a frustration there for Eastleigh. Mm-hmm. But they're up to fourth at the moment. They're on form. And Yeovil 3, Weymouth 1. And Solihull 1, Torquay 2.
Yes.
Come
and
on.
John, Woking Saturday. And who cares about the trophy, John? Still no platforming.
No, not bothered.
Right. Is that it, John? Is that
That's
all the
it.
News?
That's all the news.
Ah, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Now, Charlie, we're joined by a very, very special guest on the show. As we mentioned earlier, last week saw the debut, the much anticipated debut, the Nat Obs players.
Yes.
As they improved.
No players.
As they improved their first ever scene. We felt that it was good. It was a good start. But we needed a few pros tips. And who better to turn to than comedian from the Comedy Store Players and Farnborough fan. So it really is two birds, one stone.
Yes.
Situation. Andy Smart. Andy, great to see you.
Great to see you too. I was very impressed.
Oh, were you, Andy?
That's Andy, nice. Andy has listened to the...
What a great review. Right. What a great review, John.
I was very impressed with the control of the accent. It was kept at the same level throughout. Yes. I know, it was good. And you've got the basics there. You just, you know, you're listening and you're talking. That's what it is, really.
Andy, we'll talk about non-league football in a minute. But first of all, I just want to talk to you about the Devonshire accent. When you are improvising,
yes,
which you have done for thousands and thousands of hours thousands. Of your life,
yeah,
and you are called upon to do a Devonshire accent, is it ever for a, let's say, a professor or
it can be that's one of the joys of is improv is mixing up the statuses. So if you're playing a character with high status, we say a Brummy or a Devon accent, people react to that. And I don't know why, because they, you know, they have CEOs in Devon and Birmingham, but it just seems to be people find it hilarious. But it's usually pirates and farmers, you're right.
There it is, pirates. And normally via Norfolk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of Norfolk creeps
in. Yeah. Farnborough. Talk to us about Farnborough, Andy. Well, what division are they in at the moment for people who don't follow?
We're in the South Southern Premier.
And what state is that in at the moment?
That was closed down back in November, late November. Although at the start of the season, they said if seven games have been played, they will take the standings and that would be it for the season. But that seems to have been forgotten now.
Seven games
completed, yeah.
Who's deciding? Craig David?
I don't know. it was the only time I ever agreed with our manager, Spencer Day, because he said there's no point really starting the season because it's going to, you know, he predicted the second lockdown in September and the third one in January. So he was saying it's totally pointless actually starting the league in the first place. But for me, those months when we actually had football were sort of lifesavers because I could go and watch. I went and watched games all over the place because I was writing for the non-league football paper at the time. And it just meant I could go to Collingwood or St Albans or Enfield. I was going to like three games a week because I just love non-league football. And it was, I love live football as well. I don't like watching it on the telly, especially the Premier League without a crowd. It's pointless. It's just watching training games, isn't it? And how about you? I mean, they're only keeping the league going so that you and Notts County county can go up.
That's what we'd like to think, yeah. Andy, but we are doing our best to throw it all away. So,
what about points per game? You were talking all right
quite
on
yet.
That?
Not quite yet.
Yeah, a couple more wins.
We were. we were really calling for that for a while, Andy. Yeah, points per game. Right, John has started the Natobs players. He kindly invited me to be involved. It's very nice. Currently, it's for two. You're not auditioning for it, Andy. We're not looking for any more. But could you give us your top tips on improvisation? And then perhaps we'll do a little bit of impro.
Well, the top tip is to listen and to agree and add. There you go. It's not very good for me to give out the rules of improvisation, because anyone who comes to see the players knows that we break every rule all the time. but that's only because we've been doing it for 40 years and we know each other so well that part of our joy is just dropping each other in it and seeing how they get out. That's
it's sort of like a jazz musician, I suppose, isn't it? Like a jazz musician going, I can break these rules and get back into the tune.
And
step out of it with a big solo and then step
yeah,
back
and
into
with
the
six
standing.
Of us, there's always someone who's pulling it all together while the others five are running in different directions. So it's that's nice.
So listen is the first rule, John.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Agree and add. So if someone says something to you, you don't ever say no, which is another thing the players do all the time. So if someone said, I'm going to the shops, you say, oh, what are you going to buy? So you take their offer and then you add it. And they say, well, I'm going to get some tea bags. Would you like anything? So then they're adding
stuff. See how it's working.
I think the Natals players definitely broke that rule last week. I think they couldn't agree whether a game was postponed or not.
Yeah, they did break off into a conversation.
It was our first. It was our first go at it. Can't expect to know all the rules off the bat.
No. But that made me laugh out loud because you were just talking about the postponement. I was like,
okay, well, let's do a little scene now then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine your imagine you're John Pemberton, the old Chesterfield manager, Andy.
Right. What part of the country is he from? Is he from Derbyshire?
He's definitely Northern.
Yeah. Oh, right. I could do generic Northern. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our great fun things on the National Obsession is that John Pemberton, he was always bemoaning his luck, wasn't he, John?
It's always bad luck. Never played badly.
Never his fault. Yeah.
We'll be customers in your latest business venture. We don't know what it is, Andy. That's for you to improvise.
Right.
And then we will agree and add. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's it. That's okay.
So we're going. Wait, is it a shock, John? I don't know.
I don't know.
You start.
And what, John Pemberton?
You start.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm starting. Fine. All right.
Yes, okay. Sam.
Here we go. Into the shop.
Ding, ding.
big on the sound effects, John, aren't you?
Very big on the sound effects. Charlie, isn't it lovely to be here in John Pemberton's antique shop?
Oh, lovely. I didn't even know I was in yet, but yes, I've come in.
We've come in together. What are you talking about?
I do apologize.
Hey, up, yes, lads. Can I help you?
Oh, is this John? I've never met him before.
Hi, John. That's me, John Pemberton. I used to be Chesterfield manager. They were great days.
They were.
He's got even more Northern since he left Chesterfield.
That seems like we're blocking.
Up the local accent.
I feel like John's blocking there. Anyway, carry on with the scene.
Now, what can I interest you in?
Are you
looking for a silver card case?
Looking for some antiques.
Something along the lines of the Chesterfield spire, something sort of like a twisted spire, something
Nothing
twisted.
Bent. Oh, now, come on, lad. That's not a bent spire. As you know, that was caused by the rotation of the earth during the Middle Ages, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. Just a bit of bad luck to the church.
I was looking for something to keep my antiques in. I don't know if I need to go to the luggage place
now,
instead of the actual antique shop.
A lot of people are using stepladders these days.
All right.
You put two stepladders either side of your living room and then a couple of planks between them and then shove everything on that. That's what I do at home.
I've got
two lovely stepbrothers here. Now, Rook's gone on one, but I can fix that for you.
Are they your real ladders or are they your stepladders?
No, they're adopted.
I'll take the ladders, please. Thank you, John.
Right. Now, there might be a bit of a... I've had a bit of bad luck this morning with the delivery van. Some idiots put diesel in it. Well, that was me. I'll, bit of bad luck. But I'll... I could deliver... Is it within 20 miles?
I'm not, no. I am. Yes.
Yes, you are.
Am I, though? I don't know, John.
No.
This is where we do the admin.
It's not real.
John, where do we live, John? Where do we...
I live... we live together in Ilkeston.
Oh, Ilkeston.
Ilkeston?
Oh, yes. Ilkeston. Lovely.
I think this is a disaster. I'm going to leave. I'm leaving the shop.
You haven't bought your ladders.
I don't want them. They're broken.
Well, it's only bad luck.
Well, it's only right that John Pemberton wouldn't have a sale. He's very unlucky.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all learned a lot there. And see, I think we all learned a lot, John. Mainly not to get into the impro game for a while yet.
Presumably, we're hoping in the summer that the store will reopen and you'll be back on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Hopefully.
Monday, we've got a meeting with Don Ward at the Comedy Store on Zoom. And we're hoping to open up May 31st, the Sunday, with the bank holiday.
Fabulous news.
But I don't know. I mean, we're all so old, we'll all have had our vaccinations right there.
Exactly. You'll all be all right.
So we'll be fine.
Get all the OAPs in who've had their vaccines. Right, Andy, thanks so much.
Pubs, I'll tell you that.
Thanks so much for joining us on the National Obsession.
My pleasure.
Cheers, Andy.
And thanks for the tips and good luck to Farnborough. What are they? Up the what? What a Farnborough. Up the
yellows.
Up the... Okay, just say that. Up the yellows. Cheers, Andy.
Cheers, mate.
The National Obsession.
Ivor Dudney speaking, Truro City Parachutes. What's on?
Ivor, what's on? It's John here from the National Obsession.
Who's that?
It's John from the National Obsession.
How are you? What is it? Parachutes, is it? You're into parachutes, you?
No, well, this is actually what I wanted to ask you about.
What, is it parachute-based?
It is parachute-based, absolutely.
Come to the right person.
Now, I wanted to ask you, the probe that has just gone to Mars...
Yep, it's not gone yet. It's going in a few weeks. I've had John Pemberton on the phone. You know, the old Chesterfield manager? He didn't want to become Truro City manager, although he's interested at the moment because we're null and void and he thought he could do a job. But they've shut down the league and I said, well, I've gone into parachutes. We're using all the kits... All the Truro City kits, John.
Yeah.
We've sewn them all together. It's a parachutes, and people are lapping it up. They really are lapping it up.
How much do they cost?
£1. It's only one of the things you can do, John, socially distanced for sport, is parachutes.
True,
so we're doing
that's
parachutes off Newquay Airport with Truro City Parachutes, what's on £1. Right?
What I wanted to say was, and please don't take this as, you know, just a bit of inter-county sort of needle.
Go on.
But Devon's got there first.
Who has what?
Devon. The Mars probe that went up last week from NASA.
No.
Landed on Mars with the assistance of some parachutes made in Devon, Iowa.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. You can ask Chris Lintott told us.
Oh, who?
Chris Lintott from The Sky at Night.
You're not going to see bloody moon, stars and Mars in the day, is he?
I just wanted to see how that news was going down, if indeed you knew at all.
Didn't even know. Oh, she'll ring John Pemberton. He won't mind. He's quite a lucky chap. Yeah, he's always falls jam side up, so he'll be all right, won't he?
What experience do you have in parachutes? What made you the man to make the parachutes for his Mars mission?
I've got no experience, John, at all, but I thought I'd get into the game. It looks a right laugh, doesn't it?
Does it?
Parachuting game. Looks like you can play fast and loose with the rules in the parachute game.
I'm not sure you can.
Yeah, it looks like you can just chuck anything in a bag and then jump off a tall building and chuck it out your rucksack and chuck it out your rucksack. So, all right, go, cheerio, bunno.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
One letter.
Oh, God.
What's
come
happened?
On. Come on, Foffs. Is no one listening anymore,
the Foffs
John?
Have given up.
It's just me and you talking to each other from now on.
I sold that to Andy Smart on the basis because thousands of listeners.
One letter.
Really
everyone's
poor
Everyone's
at
home, John. They've got nothing else to do.
There's no excuse. What the hell else
the
are you all doing?
The only people who've got an excuse are Jane Kelly.
Yeah, nurse.
Nurse and Altrincham
Daisy
Jean,
Seller.
What's she called? Daisy
Altrincham Jean.
That's her name from now on.
I'm going to enter that into the FOF database. Daisy Seller. Okay. AKA Altrincham Jean.
She's not even written to us. That's because Altrincham are on the slide.
Well, this is true. She's gone very quiet recently. No, but thankfully, Mark Hepworth has written to us.
All right, yeah.
First time correspondent, Mark Hepworth. On the ice to you, Mark.
On the ice, Mark.
He says, on the ice to you both. Been listening to the podcast since the turn of the year.
Oh, very nice. The new
Mark,
listener.
We've been doing this. We've been doing this for almost 4 years now.
Yeah, all right, John. He's just found it. Don't chase him off. Just as, who are you?
I just wondered what took him so long is all.
Right, go on.
Maybe he's a late adopter.
What does Mark want?
He says, I'm like a kid on Christmas Eve waiting for new episodes to come out. Unbelievable stuff. Well, thank you, Mark. That's very kind.
That's very kind.
Really kind. Now, this is the real meat and drink of his email. He says, very glad to be back to winning ways with a win at Solihull. An offside was given early in the first half against us. Obviously, Torquay United. To my shock, when the cameraman zoomed in on the linesman, it happened to be a good friend of mine who lives locally and referees my Sunday league team's games. Oh, stood there with the flag up.
Doing the line.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Was it Stan Weedon?
Was it Stan Weedon? We need to find out, actually, yes. I wonder if refs have like groupies, like. Of like proper fans and like that turn up to see like, or follow a certain ref around. That like they find out who where's he reffing this week.
Like hardcore Darren Deadman fan.
We'll go and see them. John, it's a good idea, isn't it? Perhaps we should just that people shouldn't follow teams anymore. Just start following refs.
So you think we should just pick a ref?
Yeah, just follow them
and
around.
Just follow them around.
All season one, Darren Deadman. There's only one Darren Deadman.
I think they'd be slightly creeped out by it.
Start dressing as him. Taking your own when he gives a card, you give a card.
You could have a replica shirt.
I think it's a good idea, John.
I think this is a really good idea.
It's a lovely idea. We'll start next season, we're going to follow. We'll have a Natob's ref.
If you are a ref or know a ref who would like us to, you know, to be our adopted ref, then please get in touch.
I think following a ref around for a season would be absolutely brilliant. Mark, you have given us that idea, the kernel of that idea.
I'm leaning towards referee Adrian Quelch.
Quelch, give us a wave. Quelchy, give us a wave.
He was the referee for the Torquay Altrincham game the other week. A little short, fat guy, bald.
You.
I just want to find out something a little bit more about him, really. He's from Christchurch in Dorset. Business development manager for a company that manufactures glass doors and window frames.
Hey, I like the sound of him.
I like the cut of his jib.
I'm trying to get towards with a joke here, John. Those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. This is what I'm trying to get towards.
Those building glass houses.
You won't find him throwing a stone or something
or
like
world
that.
Stones, or world stone? Maidstone?
Maidstone, John. You know, if anyone wants to finish that joke,
you
for
do
us,
the rest.
You do the rest. Write in. What's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Well, big thanks to Mark for his first letter there. Mm. And a strong start.
Yeah. And thanks to you all on @NatObsPod on Twitter as well.
Yeah, lots of
always
lots
have
of
a little bit of fun.
Always loads of tweets.
Lots of nice tweets about Ray and Dave last night, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Balls has got out of play.
And the ball goes out of play.
I'm telling you what, Ray, I didn't listen to the stream last night. I can only assume Ray was fuming at 12 minutes added on. He's usually sort of halfway to the car. Just got one eye on the door, actually, Dave. Just hope you didn't nip off.
Got to get out of here. Back in the old stomping ground. No Danny Wright tonight, of course.
That was good. No, this is good. It's a lot less Australian.
It's getting there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we are. Lovely. There we are. On the ice, Dior.
Get out of here.
Chuck it out your rucksack.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.